Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Today we're talking about Tennessee, our sister state, just right up the road, just a couple of hours. We can head up there and have a lot of fun in what I'm calling the sister cities of Gatlinburg, Sevierville, and Pigeon Forge. And Olivia and I have been talking about some of the things that I did when I was there, and I shared them with Olivia, and she's ready to go too.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun, and the cool thing about Tennessee is that each area, each region is very distinct. Mm-hmm. And so the area we're talking about today has a lot of great things you can do among the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
Oh, the Smoky Mountains are beautiful. And the Smoky Mountains National Park is actually one of the most visited national parks in the U.S. So a lot of people go there every year. So there must be a reason why. Great for hiking and all kinds of things to do. But, you know how much I love to shop. So
yeah, got to squeeze that in too.
You can squeeze that in too. So the outlets are there, guys. So if you're like me and you have to have a little bit of a shopping therapy when you're on vacation, you can check out the Tanger outlets. They're there in Sevierville. And just like, most of the Tanger, outlets around the state, you can certainly find all of those same features that will be there as well. Brand names, you don't have to worry about, missing one of your designer stores. They're all there. Free Wi-Fi is available throughout. So for the guys who are kind of just hanging around and not doing as much shopping, although I can't imagine that because there's stuff there for guys as well. So you probably don't have the husband sitting on the benches so much.
Right. But well, if you're bored, you can just go to Ben and Jerry's, set up shop. And
just hang out there. Yeah. And of course, there's Chico's. And you know how much I love Chico's right about now because I am a Chico's crew going on the Oprah cruise coming up soon. And I'll be wearing Chico's outfits. Well, there's a Chico's outlet there.
The Travel Bags team uniform.
Exactly. I like that, Olivia. Let's coin that for sure. But definitely check that out. And as you mentioned, there's some other things to do besides shopping. You can also have a little bit to eat there as well. And their website, of course, is tangeroutlets.com. And I've just put Sevierville there if you want to check out that particular one. But now I shared with you a really cool festival that I took part in.
Yeah, we were talking about the, Shrimp and Grits Festival we have here, and this one sounds like a great companion to it.
It really is. If you want those shrimp and grits, you're going to head down to the Low Country, down Savannah, Jekyll Island area. As a matter of fact, Jekyll Island actually has a Shrimp and Grits Festival every year in September. But Tennessee is not going to be left out. They have the Beans and Cornbread Festival. And I had a chance to participate in that and try all different kinds of beans and cornbread combinations. And it's just, set up right there on the main street in Gatlinburg. And you can just kind of go and try all of these different samples of dishes that people have come up with.
And it's a great staple of kind of the Appalachian culture. So it's, a great opportunity to check that out. And you can just walk through the festival for free. If you want to go around and sample recipes from different booths, you just purchase a $10 spoon. So it's a very valuable spoon.
It's a very valuable spoon. And it gets very well used as well, too. So don't miss out on any opportunities because there are lots of them there to try different combinations. And, the good thing about it, like you said, it really does celebrate that Appalachian culinary past. Not only past, because, cornbread and beans is still a good combination. Good supplement
always
to our meals. So we're not missing anything. And then there are other things that are offered. The Smoky Mountain music is there. There are all kinds of games, lots of things for you to participate in while you're there. Now, Alcatraz East is in Pigeon Forge, and I had a chance to go to that museum, and it's all about the prison Alcatraz. So you kind of wonder, well, how did it get all the way over to Tennessee? But it really is a good representation and gives you a good feel of some of the crimes and the criminals and just everything about Alcatraz.
Well, not only does it give you a great insight into Alcatraz, it kind of explores American crime history as a whole. It's a two-story building with over 25,000 square feet for you to explore with tons of artifacts from Jesse James, Whitey Bulger, and has five different galleries covering the history of crime, crime scene investigation, crime fighting, and more. It even has the Bronco from the O.J. Simpson car chase.
Yes, it does.
How did that end up there?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like all these things from California, now they're in Tennessee. But yeah, it's amazing because you do get a chance to see actual artifacts. As a matter of fact, they have 500 of them from different eras as well, including, like you mentioned, you know, some of the earlier ones or some of the ones that are a little more recent, but all the way back to even Jesse James. So it's a little bit of everything there, even things featuring pirates and gunslingers. It is definitely a crime museum. They don't leave anything out.
Yeah, so it's hard to describe. Are you a fan of crime? Are you interested in the history?
I guess that's a good point. It's like, what?
How do you describe your
interest?
Yeah.
That motivation to go and check it out. But that's a very good question. But I would definitely suggest that you check it out.
Yes.
Because just to see those artifacts and to see those things, especially like you mentioned, like the actual car, where OJ was in, where, you know, he was driving all over and being chased, just to see that, I mean, because it was such an iconic part of that whole situation that happened, you know, several years ago, that to see it in person is really something else.
Right. And it also highlights, you know, current issues. A temporary exhibit they have right now is Ivory, Tortoiseshell, and Fur, The Ugly Truth of Wildlife Trafficking. So not only are you kind of seeing like pop culture items, but you're learning about world issues.
That's a really good point that you bring up, because also in Tennessee, they do a lot to really support the preservation of the wildlife that is there. And highlighting this, because so many times we think, oh, it's just, you know, it's just fur, or it's just leather, or it's just, you know, a horn or a bone or something like that. But when you're talking about, you know, endangered species and things like that, it really does really touch to a different item that we need to focus on, and that's preserving the wildlife. So let's take a look at the website then. How can we find that?
You can visit alcatrazeast.com.
Sounds good. Definitely sounds good. Now, another thing that you can do, of course, you can't go to this area of Tennessee without checking out Dollywood. You definitely have to do that over in Pigeon Forge. And it's surrounded by the Smoky Mountains, so it's a beautiful, beautiful setting. There are lots of guest benefits. You have less time waiting in line at the Dollywood theme parks. There's a free resort shuttle. They really take care of you there. Customer service is top of the list, because Dolly Parton really has her hands in that.
Right. If you're staying at Dollywood's Dreammore Resort, you get all those benefits. You also get early Saturday entry to the park. So if you're going to be traveling there to go to Dollywood, you might as well stay at the Dreammore Resort so you get all of those benefits.
I agree with you on that. Now, something else that I did when I was there is I took part in something called Wilderness Wildlife Week in Pigeon Forge. And it usually takes place in May. And the great thing about it is that there are all of these courses that you can take where you learn a lot more about the wildlife that you find right there in Tennessee. Now, the particular workshop that I participated in was all about learning about wolves. And I had a chance to talk with someone. I'm going to play that interview in the next segment. But I tell you, I mean, this is really something that you should definitely check out their website so that you can find out a little bit more about this Wildlife Week, because there were so many different classes that you could take. Things around, you know, birding, things around crafts as well, too, are combined in that. It's just a great, great opportunity to learn more about outdoors and the wildlife that we really have to share the world with.
Right. And all of these programs are free. And you can also take part in excursions that are led by experts. They go from a mile up to 11 miles around the area.
Exactly, exactly. So there's a lot of ways for you to be in the classroom setting, but also get outdoors and participate, as you mentioned, in those excursions that really put you right in front of the wildlife as well. Now, when we come back, as I mentioned, I have an interview that I'm going to share with everyone about the Wildlife Week that they can go and participate in next May. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. You can check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Now, when we come back, we have more information about Tennessee here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans had a cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
no cornbread, you ain't straight. Beep. You better wake up or I'll gas you, Gabe. Been in this pot since 2:30. Beep. Swelling and puffing and almost due.
I'll be ready to have a night. That's what beans don't call.